little bit of snow on the ground this morning. I have to tell you that Thanksgiving for me this past week started out rather normally. The snow on the ground from the previous day's snowfall, which compared to today was just a pittance, made it feel like the Thanksgivings of my childhood. I still remember those days when all our cousins would get together and we'd play tackle football in the snow, and it was fine because no one would get hurt because you had that wonderful cushion. Well, after celebrating Mass here at St. Francis, I headed down to the Twin Cities where my older sister was holding Thanksgiving for our family. I was a bit saddened, though, that particular morning because my dad had been ill. And because he had been ill, my mom and dad said, you know what, we're not going to drive down. We're just going to stay home. But for me that day, if you were driving that day, you would know what I'm talking about. The drive was absolutely great. The roads were clear. There wasn't much traffic on the roads, even in the Twin Cities. I arrived at my sister's house, and when I walked into the house, there was smoke all over in that living dining room area. And I looked at my sister and I said, "Did you forget to open the damper on the fireplace?" She gave me the look that I should have kept my mouth shut, and she said, "Yes, I did." Then she opened the fireplace doors, and fire shot out of them. So she closed them quickly. My brother-in-law ran outside. He says, "There's flames coming out of the chimney there." So we had a genuine chimney fire on Thanksgiving Day. So, time to get out of the house. She has a dog and a cat. Someone went to get the animals and called the fire department right away. Everything just happened lickety-split. On my way out, though, me and my younger sister said, "Hey, we're going to be outside a while." So I grabbed the wine, she grabbed the glasses, and we were at least going to consume something while we waited for this fire to go out. Well, anyway, the firefighters arrived, and it took a while for them, actually, to put out the fire. Eventually, they had to use this chemical bomb, a CO2 bomb. I don't know what it is, but it ended up sending, when they put it off, ash and this chemical dust all throughout the house in that area. Well, after the fire was out and the firemen said we could go back in, we had to clean up, you know, because we still had Thanksgiving. So we had to throw out any of the food that was already on the table. And we just cleaned up the dust as best as we could. We took the turkey out of the oven and we had a very interesting Thanksgiving meal at that time. And yes, we had more wine to drink as well. And we found out that we had much to be grateful for that day. No one was hurt. We were able to catch the fire early and call the fire department, and they came quite quickly, so there was no damage that spread to the rest of the house. And what had saddened me earlier in the day, you know, my parents not being able to come, became actually gratitude. With Dad's being ill, the last thing he would have needed was to sit outside for 2 hours in the cold. And then the second reason I was grateful is I was glad my mother was not there, because she would have freaked out and that would have helped nobody. And the funny thing was that this was actually the first time in our immediate family that anyone had experienced any kind of house fire at all. Yet despite the lack of experience that all of us had, what we were all taught, you know, all these years about seeing a fire, getting out of the house, calling 911, even getting the dog and the cat out pretty quickly, that all just automatically kicked into high gear. Those years of preparation, they worked. Well, this past week at a staff meeting we had, one of our employees asked me a question. Is Advent a penitential season? Apparently, there was some discussion going on. I answered that it's not a penitential season like Lent, per se, but rather was a time of preparation for the various comings of Jesus Christ. So we are preparing to celebrate his incarnation on December 25th. So that's looking back and being grateful. But during Advent, equally, we're supposed to be preparing for that time when we are going to see Jesus face to face, preparing for his second coming. And one of the best ways that we as Catholics, as Christians, prepare for something big is we sacrifice and do penance. So although isn't directly penitential season, it's a time of preparation. And yes, we choose to do penances in order to prepare. I think that we Catholics tend to be very good at our preparations to celebrate the coming of Christ in the flesh. In fact, I would say this, that we love it. We love getting ready for our Christmas celebrations. But I think that's where we concentrate. And if all we do is prepare ourselves for that one particular type of Jesus' coming, we're missing out a lot on what Advent is also supposed to be about. Let me ask you this question. From today, December 1st, until December 25th, Christmas Day, what percentage of your time will be spent for that day when Jesus Christ suddenly calls you home? Keeping it simple, will you be spending over this next period 50% of your time preparing for Christmas Day and 50% of your time preparing for that day that you will see Jesus Christ in heaven? I'll bet you anything that most Christians, it'll be very lopsided towards preparations for Christmas Day and not that eventual second coming. I wonder what would have happened with my sister's fire on Thanksgiving Day had none of us spent any time throughout our lifetimes preparing for that unexpected day, that unexpected occurrence. What if we would have tried to put out the fire ourselves? Even the firefighters had a heck of a time putting that particular one out. They're the professionals. We aren't even amateurs because we've never done it. How might that have gone? And what if we had decided, you know what, we're just going to stay in the house because it's cold outside, so we're going to stay inside. How would I be right now with my asthma being in that house filling up with smoke? It would have been terrible. And even more, what if my sister hadn't kept up her insurance? I mean, she could have said, hey, I'm 57 years old. We've never experienced a fire at all. Why pay for this insurance? Because it's not going to happen to us. I mean, after her deductible, the insurance is going to pay for repairs, for cleaning. And because we discovered there were dangerous CO2 levels still there, she had to move out and is now living in a temporary residence. And the insurance is going to pay minimally, partly, for that time that she has to stay away from her house. I mean, we were all prepared for that day, even though we didn't know if and when it might come. Well, my friends, do we approach our Christian faith and this time of Advent in that same way? We know Christmas Day is coming, but you and I, we don't know when that second coming is for us. So what? We need to be ready. We need to be ready at all times. And that's why I say this time of preparation does include doing some sacrifices and penances and doing some extra prayer. We shouldn't just be baking cookies, decorating trees, singing Christmas carols, or watching endless Hallmark Christmas movies. To that end, I have a suggestion. Starting today, this first day of December, start today by balancing your time this Advent season. Choose something that you're going to do that's completely out of the ordinary. and has nothing to do with Christmas cookies and all the other stuff. Pick a sacrifice that you might do similar to Lent. And I can tell you, it'll be a lot easier. You have a lot less time that you'd have to do it than during Lent. Find time to pray more. Even do something for those people that go without, who are on the margins of life, and for whom this holiday season doesn't bring any joy. In other words, you might not reach the 50% mark of preparing for the second coming of Christ by December 25th. But I think that if you choose to do something concrete, you'll make a significant dent in those preparations for the coming of Christ. St. Paul, in our second reading, said this: "You know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than we first believed."